Guess what time it is? Welcome to the journey. It is your boy, Journeyman Bell, aka Mr. 100, coming to you on podcast. Y'all don't want to miss this show because y'all know at the journey we believe in taking life one step at a time. No review mirrors on this show. I show them land. Switch boy. J-Man, it's 100. Y'all, let's dive into today's topic as we deal with cutting-edge issues that you can only find with the 100. Y'all, let's listen in now to what the journey has to say. Hey, it's your boy. Journey coming in on the final day of embracing God's good. Y'all, today we're talking about embracing the purposed call of God. Listen, the Bible says in Romans 8:28, he says, and we know all things work together for good to them that love God and to them who are called according to his purpose. To them who are called according to his purpose. Purpose, of course, means the usefulness of, the usefulness for. And the thing about God that we miss the most is that God uses imperfections. He uses the unwanted. He uses the used up, if you can say it that way. He uses the one that's unlikely to get picked. The most unlikely to succeed. Come on now. Because it does not mean that he cannot use some successful people that's been successful in the world, though. But God, he typically goes to the branch that's the weakest on the tree to show forth his greatest strength. He usually typically goes to the outer areas to retrieve maximum efforts. And he also, watch this, he also uses men and women that have failed epically in their lives. The most epic men and women that have failed have been used most mightily in God. The ones that have not proven themselves to this side of society, this side of the world, this side of what the world looks for. So God calls for purpose. He uses this for purpose. He uses these people for a specific design, a specific reason, a specific usefulness that, you know, we can't understand why. Why we gotta want to use me? Because it's for the good. Y'all gotta go back and listen to yesterday. Because these good places that he works through is because of the love that you have developed towards God. And watch this. Sometimes the love that we have for God, we don't even know it yet. That's why he said, with love and kindness have I drawn you. Because God, when he loves us, of course he loves everyone unconditionally. It's not based on certain conditions. Why he loves us and he gave his son for us. He loved the world so that he gave his only begotten son. So the love that we have for him is because he loved us. He loved us enough to call us to this place, this thing called purpose. So the element that I want to the word that I want to focus on is according, which means to be into an agreement, agreed place with. In other words, this call from the love that you had that the love that you developed, that God gave you, is all in agreement to this purposeful place that he's trying to bring you to. Now, for some of us, we want to define the purpose. But listen, I told you the other day, there's no way you can know the thoughts he has. There's no way his ways are far above your ways. There's just no way for you to grasp the concept as to why God. He says this in so many words, you know, because he loves us, because he believes in us and things like that. But we can't grasp it. Your human existence, your human thinking will never ever be able to grasp the concept as to why God called you, why God chose you, why God is putting these ideas inside of you. But it's all governed by the accorded place that he's already selected you to. These accorded places, these places that, you know, where Bob says that our steps are ordered by him. But all of these steps lead to places of accord, these places of agreement, these places that will trigger the use for God for you. And sometimes you may not feel useful. But listen, your measuring rod and your measuring stick of why God wants you to do certain things at a specific time is not important to the fact that he sees what's inside of you. He uses the experiences that you had to go through, the situations, the divorces and the lost jobs and the distant relatives and the disconnect of other people, the church hurt, all of these things. Not just the bad things, but the good things, the successful places of the promotions, the things. All of these things are a part of the accord of the call. Catch that. And when God begins to accord, bring into agreement the things you go through with the things that he's called you to, it's a perfected place of purpose for you. So you're not going to completely understand why am I dealing with this, and why am I going through this, and why do I have to fight so hard, and why does it look like my life never goes anywhere? Listen, these places of feeling justified or feeling injustice in our lives are a part of the call that our lives have been ordered to, the accord places that God is trying to bring us to. Your situations that you go through, and it may seem like it's some of them are taking a while, but these are the ingredient places of accord for God's purpose. Now, you may not always feel like it is. It don't feel like God wants to use me. It don't seem like God wants me to use me. But it goes back to you love God. He loves you. And trying to overcome those things is a personal place that we have to continue to believe in by faith. Because our consciousness, our human existence won't allow us to see the good that God sees in us, which is why we have to cherish the love that he has for us, the presence of God that be upon us, the peace that he displays to us, that he gives us in the midst of our toughest trials, are an indication that he loves us enough to call us to purpose. He didn't just want to save us. He wants to use us in our salvation. There are still places that he desires to use in us that we have yet to discover. There's still places inside of us that he still desires to bring forth. So it does feel like he's using. Sometimes I wonder if God even using me at times. Even when I'm doing these devotionals that I don't always feel up to it, and I don't always feel perfect in it, and I'm always struggling on what am I going to say today. Every time I come on, it's a lot of improvising. when I come to these podcasts, because God gives me the inspiration when I start talking. But I have to trust Him through these places, because this, what I'm doing now, is a part of the purpose. There's purpose in this. There's a resource in this. In other words, let me say it like this. Me doing this podcast is only an accord place to something else that God desires for me to do. This could be like a practicing tool. I don't know the fullness of it. All I know is that whatever it is that God wants me to do, I have to do it. Whatever it is that He's trying to accomplish, I need to do my part. When this accord place, when this agreed place comes into focus, then slowly, as they say, we'll understand better by and by. Those accord places will begin to manifest and show, and the light will begin to become clearer eventually. May not tomorrow, may not next week, may not even in a year, but eventually. What you are coming into an agreement with, what you are bringing yourself into agreement with this purpose that God has called on your life, will eventually begin to manifest itself in a thing called purpose. We don't understand the purpose right away. We don't understand the purpose for the life that we live now. Why am I here? But we keep going through things. We keep dealing with troubles, and we keep breathing. Key thing is that we're still on this side, which is an indication that there is a use for us, for something, for someone. Let me just share that with you. That your purpose here is for someone else. You're still alive because there's use for you, for His kingdom, for someone else. So those thoughts that you have in your head of why am I still living? Those moments where you're the lowest and you wonder and you want to die and you can't. It's because someone else. I know that may seem hard to believe sometimes, because sometimes we don't always feel like God wants to use us. But you're here for someone else. When you come into the life of Christ, it is no longer your own. You were bought with a price. Your life now becomes the sole possession of God. And by your life becoming God's property, that means God's usage for you becomes for somebody else. You now become a part of God's warehouse that I talked about the other day, which means that now you become used and meat, as the Bible says, I believe in Timothy, or meat for the master's use, which means that you're not here for you anymore, because your salvation is locked up in Christ. But now your salvation that you're working on for your life, for your salvation, so to speak, is now for somebody else's benefits, because you're in the club. Now, God is saying, now I need you to stay here for someone else's benefit. And you know what? The thing about it is that you don't even know who's watching you. The thing that we get mixed up in a lot of times is that we start looking for who we want to see us in God. But God says that it's some people that's looking at you that you don't even know about. Because they ain't said nothing to you, because they ain't came up to you and said anything, don't mean that they ain't watching you. Listen, it could be somebody on the street that you never met, and you could just be going to fill up your tank of gas, and that could be an invitation to somebody seeing your light. It ain't always in what you say. It ain't even in all of what you do. Sometimes it's just your presence, because what we don't realize is that this love of God's presence doesn't need a voice all the time. My God. All you have to do is just be in an atmosphere, and your presence will command the atmosphere without any words being spoken, because you're in the accorded place of purpose. You're in the accorded place of God. You're in the accorded place of what God has called you to. So it ain't even about all the stuff that you know or you don't know, or you feel like you got to say something spiritual, or you have to understand that when God made it good, when God says it's good, he says all you need is to just be present. Some people are so famous that they don't even have to pull out an ID or say anything when they get ready to go. When LeBron James, everybody knows LeBron just about. LeBron James doesn't even have to pull his ID out anywhere. All he has to do is show up and he's already given access to. That'll catch somebody. Sometimes God is so infamous in the world that all you need to do is show up and then he will give a permission of his presence. He will give a permission of his presence. The access to the person that needs to see it, and deliverance can take place. Salvation, freedom, joy, peace. It's all a distributors of you just walking in the place of accord in God. This is the power that God possesses with his good that all we have to do is just learn how to embrace. Because we never know how much God wants to use us. Even in the places where we would think we could never be used. He's just that good. This your boy, Journey. We'll talk to y'all soon. Y'all be blessed. Well, y'all, that's a wrap on the Journey podcast. Thank you for tuning in and listening to your boy. And hey, if it's been a blessing to you, it's been helpful to you, it's been insightful to you, y'all share it with somebody else. Your boy, I ain't even gonna charge you for it. Always want to hear your feedback. Always looking to be 100 in every area. So y'all, with that being said, this your boy, J-Man Bell, a.k.a. Mr. 100, y'all. We'll see you next time on the Journey, where we'll be leaving Take a Life one step at a time. And stay in the Journey.